Since 2013, there have been more than 140 school shootings in the U.S., according to a study by advocacy group Every Town for Gun Safety. Two of those happened in Ohio, prompting school district administrators across the state to reevaluate their security plans. As WISO's April Leslie reports, an increasing number of them have turned to arming teachers and staff members.
In a middle school science classroom, teachers and school staff members stare up at a police officer lecturing at the front of the room. They're taking a class that's part of a larger program called FASTER, which was developed to train school employees with access to firearms how to respond during active shooter emergencies. It's a three-day course that includes target practice, emotional training, and first aid.
So one of the first things we're going to talk about are the commercially available tourniquets. These are by far the fastest means of stopping that severe bleeding in the context that we're talking about.
This training program has become popular over the past few years. In Ohio, it's estimated that 100 school districts have incorporated firearms into school safety plans. None of them are required by law to disclose that information, though. School safety and security consultant Dick Castor.
The Sandy Hook issue, the Sandy Hook tragedy, was the 9/11 for parents and educators.
At the end of 2012, most school districts in Ohio had active shooter response plans that featured lockdowns. Castor says Sandy Hook had followed a similar plan, but within 5 minutes, 20 children were killed.
Time is the factor in an active shooter in a school, in any place. What you basically have to do is neutralize the threat as soon as possible.
With that in mind, some Ohio districts hired armed school resource officers to patrol campuses, but that was expensive. Soon after Sandy Hook, Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine said that all school districts should consider arming at least one school staff member. One of the first districts to take to that suggestion was Sydney City Schools, about 40 miles north of Dayton. The question then became how to do it safely. At Sydney, the answer involved surveillance cameras, bulletproof vests, school buzzer systems, and something called a biometric safe, one that can only be opened with a fingerprint.
Hey, here's how it works, April.
Keep them right here.
Okay.
And there's a loaded gun in there then.
That was Sydney Superintendent John Hsu. The safes are only for members of the school's armed response team, the group of staffers who volunteer to respond with firearms during an active shooter emergency. 4 years ago, this plan didn't exist.
It was so new and so unique and such a novel idea that there wasn't really any training manual out there for us to use.
In Ohio, it's legal for teachers and other staff members to carry weapons as long as they have a concealed carry permit and permission from the school district. Beyond that, the state doesn't really provide detailed guidance on how to enact these policies. That's common throughout the country. Even though more than a third of states allow armed school staff, very few have concrete rules governing the practice. So Sydney City Schools started from scratch. They went through a bunch of hoops to get their program off the ground. And now, it's become a model for other districts in Ohio and across the country. But there was some blowback. Parents were concerned about accidents. The teachers' union brought the policy to arbitration. And the district faced a major financial hit.
Our insurance rates the first year went up astronomically because insurance companies were very timid about insuring school districts that, it was just so new right out of the chute that it was difficult to kind of get their hands around what they were insuring.
Eventually, though, the rates went back down, and the initial backlash started to fade.
That has softened because I think over now, about 4 years, maybe 5 years of training, we haven't had that person use the gun in an improper way or even, pulled it. So
could that change if something does happen?
Absolutely. Think about it.
That was Dick Castor again, school security consultant. He says the potential for accidents is definitely still there, especially if training programs among districts aren't consistent or don't include three critical factors.
Number one is mental state, mental preparedness. Number two are tactics. Number three is shooting. You have to accept those if you're going to be successful. And if you're not willing to really train your people in those three areas with intense training, you probably might want to look to do something other than arming staff.
Castor says all safety plans should also include contingencies for more common events, like heated custody disputes on school grounds. After all, according to the latest national data, shootings are still one of the least likely school-based emergencies. For WYSO, I'm April Leslie.